And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a new Peter Jackson film based on the best-selling novel by Alice Sebold. The Lovely Bones, quite a disturbing-looking film, isn't it?
Lovely Bones is a strange film, and I'd have to say I don't know whether I like it or not. And I don't know whether I'm tempted to go back and see it, maybe much later. I think a lot of the problem is that most of us have an idea of what a Peter Jackson film ought to be like, and that's not very just to Peter Jackson. Because after The Lord of the Rings and King Kong, people think of him as a maker of spectacle, adventure and fantasy. What he did do after some initial rather juvenile horror films which he enjoyed was make a film about two teenage murderers called Heavenly Creatures, which was Kate Winslet's big breakthrough back in the 1990s. And I would see The Lovely Bones looking at some of the themes that were there in Heavenly Creatures, and maybe later we'll be able to have a look at it and forget all about the fantasy background of the director.
Heavenly Creatures was really a tragic epilogue of two girls' friendship, wasn't it?
It was. This time we've got a teenage girl, but as she announces at the beginning of the film, and it's in all the trailers, that she has been murdered.
My name is Salmon, like the fish. First name, Susie. I was 14 years old when I was murdered. On December 6, 1973.
And she's living in Pennsylvania, in suburbia, as the girls in Heavenly Creatures lived in Christchurch and in suburbia, and were shown the ordinary family and how they try to cope with the death of the girl. What is distinctive, I suppose, about The Lovely Bones is that it takes us into the afterlife.
You miss her, don't you?
She's gone.
What if she isn't? What if she's still here?
Grandma, Susie's in the in-between.
And it's called The In-Between. Mm-hmm. And if people have difficulties about, you know, spiritual worship of nature in Avatar, they may have some difficulties with this in-between in The Lovely Bones, because it's a kind of pleasant purgatory, one might say. You know, having to look at one's life and its meaning, as a teenage girl might have to after she's been murdered, but also what her attitude is towards the person who killed her.
I wasn't gone. I was alive in my own perfect world. But in my heart, I knew it wasn't perfect. My murderer still haunted me.
And so the in-between is actually a kind of examination of conscience, a challenge to conscience, and a type of purgatory, where she meets other victims of the murderer and eventually is able to go, we may say, perhaps, to heaven, wherever that might be.
Watching the trailer, I got the feeling that it's a bit of a ghost story, in the sense that she actually intervenes in the goings-on and in the lives of the people who are still alive, doesn't she?
No, not particularly. It's a wrong impression, I think, that the trailers give. She would think, perhaps, towards the end, and she wills this, but by and large, no, she's there in this in-between and can't do much.
My father had the pieces, but he couldn't make them fit.
She's quite frustrated, isn't she?
She is frustrated.
I waited for justice, but justice did not come.
And the cause of the frustration would be what happens to the murderer himself. It's not a murder mystery, so we know who did it very early in the piece, and it's a neighbour. And I would like to commend Stanley Tucci's performance. He's a good actor at any time, but this is a very strong performance as a very reserved but quite mad man. And he seems, very much the nice neighbor.
There's definitely something wrong with this guy.
Why won't you listen to him?
Because you need evidence. You need proof.
So nobody realises that he is the killer, and time goes on and the parents are frustrated, and the mother actually has to leave home and work interstate for a while before she can deal with it.
So, do we like the film or don't we?
Well, having talked about it out loud, it does... I suppose I'm telling myself that there are a lot of interesting things in it.
You are, actually.
The performance of the girl, Saoirse Ronan, who is in Atonement and Death-Defying Acts, mm-hmm. She's very good indeed, as is Stanley Tucci. My one reservation, and it's not the actress herself whom I generally like, but Susan Sarandon is the grandmother who seems completely out of place in the film. She's a kind of smoking, drinking, loud-mouthed lady, and it doesn't seem to be that kind of film, so I found that disturbing.
You have a tomb in the middle of your house!
Maybe that put me off as well.
The images are very attractive, I must say, of the in-between life that Suzy Salmon inhabits. Quite magic.
Yes, they're not quite as vivid, but very similar to a device that was used in a film by another New Zealand director, Vincent Ward, and it was called What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams, and it visualised purgatory, heaven and hell. So that's an interesting companion piece of films which are trying to show something of the afterlife.
Don't be afraid.